Ladies and gentlemen, American farmers are having their land confiscated through the use of eminent domain. They will not be allowed to farm there going forward in order to make room for a massive carbon capture and sequestration pipeline. These pipelines, there are two such projects, run thousands of miles through the very heart of the Corn Belt, the nation's most productive farmland. There are letters going out now, like the one on your screen, by the thousands, announcing to surprised farmers that we'll just be taking your land, land that you have owned and your family and worked, in some cases for generations now. There are town hall meetings happening in counties across several states where, for example, Des Moines County Engineer Brian Carter announces, quote, "I don't know for sure that there's a whole lot of say we have in this as a county. I'm just being told it's going to happen. Get off the farms, get out of the way, forget the food. We're building our zero carbon future, and it looks like massive pipelines to transport CO2 from ethanol plants so we can bury it underground." These announcements are particularly salient in light of the fact that even now there are warnings going out from major fertilizer CEOs saying, we're going to have a food crisis next year. There's not going to be enough food to eat. And indeed, this is, quote, a life or death issue. Not having food, it's not an inconvenience. This is a huge issue. And it's particularly stunning because it's happening at the same time as the Biden administration announces they'll be shutting down another oil pipeline. In fact, it's the Line 5 pipeline, which supplies the bulk of the energy the Midwest uses. You can read here, we'd be facing a 750,000 gallon propane shortage every day. That's how the Midwest heats their homes and their barns and keeps those operations running. Not to mention it's used for drying grains. So this is a full-fledged attack in your face on America, and we need to talk about this. So tonight I'd like to share with you this letter and review that, talk about the fact that it lays out a compensation schedule for the amount of crops that will not be grown going forward. You get 80% the first year and 60% the next year, so on and so forth. Then we'll look at exactly what are these carbon capture technologies and who are these major projects, who are the people behind them. And then I want to make it clear that this is just the beginning, that this infrastructure package that just passed means a massive expansion of renewables that even by Bloomberg's own analysis will mean building an additional 17 million acres of solar farms and 250 million acres of wind farms. Now, this is not a green agenda. This is destroying the country, 10 states worth of it, and building solar farms using Chinese rare earth metals. This doesn't save the environment at all. It's madness. This is complete insanity. Let's talk about it. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And in their own words from ABC, two companies seeking to build thousands of miles of pipeline across the Midwest are promising the effort will help with global warming. The pipelines will stretch from North Dakota to Illinois, potentially transforming the Corn Belt into one of the world's largest corridors for a technology called carbon capture and storage. Transforming the Corn Belt, never mind the corn. The new projects would capture carbon dioxide at ethanol refineries and transport it to sites where it could be buried thousands of feet underground, safely forever, is the rhetoric we hear. Navigator CO2 Ventures, the first project we'll talk about, is planning a pipeline that will stretch over 1,200 miles through Iowa, South Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, and Illinois, offering carbon capture solutions for a greener planet. Oh, there's so much social momentum. It's something we want to do for our zero carbon future. And this is a technology that is crucial to do that so that every gram of emissions is accounted for by providing a way to eventually suck it back out of the atmosphere. I want to be very clear here. When they say ethanol refineries, this is just the beginning. This is just the low-hanging fruit that will help us push carbon capture technology into more widespread use. Because plants, when they grow, they suck carbon out of the air, they build themselves out of it. And then when crops are fermented into ethanol, this produces a steady, easily captured stream of carbon dioxide. These plants are relatively easy to hook up to a pipeline. It's a good place to start. But once we build these behemoths, once we transform the Corn Belt into a carbon capture and sequestration system and prove the technology, get our transportation networks, then we can do the harder stuff later, like sucking carbon dioxide that's already in the atmosphere out of it. You've heard of these carbon sequestration factories. That will be important to bring global temperatures back down and resolve global warming, which is a complete farce. It doesn't stop there either. Ladies and gentlemen, these people will soon have you exhaling into a straw that will be hooked up into these pipelines so that you can bury your breath 1,300 feet under the ground. It's complete insanity. Let's look at the Heartland Greenway's own website. Heartland Greenway, a Navigator CO2 Ventures proposed carbon capture and sequestration system. It's going to provide biofuel producers with a long-term and cost-effective means to reduce their carbon footprint. Here you can see a map of the proposed pipeline. You can tell why farmers across Iowa are getting these letters, because it goes straight through the middle of it. The other project is by a company called Summit Carbon Solutions, proposing a $4.5 billion pipeline that will permanently sequester carbon from biofuels plants. Here is the map of this Midwest Carbon Express, the other also going through a lot of the primary corn-producing parts of Iowa. It's just staggering. Now, I was sent this letter from Linda at the Believe Acts 2 Harvest channel, and she has a video about this letter and reviews some of it. I will leave a link to her channel below. Go check her out. She says good things, and God bless them for sharing this information, for putting this out there. Because in this letter, you can read, quote, from Heartland Greenway, "This letter notifies you that Navigator Heartland Greenway is proposing to build a large-scale carbon pipeline right through your property. Your receipt of this letter indicates that the right-of-way in which you have legal interests could be affected by the construction project." The letter goes on to say, "Our goal is to reach voluntary agreements with all landowners along the project route, though if we are unable to do so, we may need to request the right of eminent domain to take your land even without your permission. So work with us now, or we'll just take it anyway." From the letter, which then outlines the pipeline construction process, you can see that the steps for construction, step four, involves removing the topsoil where necessary, especially in agricultural areas. Obviously, this is a tremendously destructive process to soil, right? We've talked about the microbiome in the soil and how important it is, no-till. Now, stripping the topsoil across thousands of miles of the American Midwest is insane. This is a tremendously destructive process, which is why they have a compensation scheme. Navigator Heartland has promised to give farmers, the thousands of them that are receiving these letters and showing up to their county town halls, very upset right now. I'm hearing from dozens of people right now. Outlines a compensation scheme, including, number one, damages for the land that is being used for planting and cultivating crops, because there won't be any crops on this land in the future. So for the first year, we'll give you the value of your crops lost. For the second year, we'll give you a little less, 80%. And then each year, it's going to drop down like that. Third year, 60%. Why anyone would think it's a good idea to plow through thousands of miles of the Corn Belt in a year when we are hearing that there's going to be a worldwide food crisis is beyond rational understanding. In fact, it can only be understood if you realize this is a deliberately engineered crisis and they are attacking America with everything they have. This becomes even more evident, as I said, when you look at the effects of this proposed shutdown of the Line 5 pipeline, which the Biden administration is saying this is going to happen now. It's been talked about before, and so there was some analysis done on what the impacts would be. Here is one such analysis that mentions Michigan would be facing a 750,000 gallon per day shortfall of propane, leaving their homes unable to be heated and their barns for the animals. Not to mention anyone who's trying to dry grains wouldn't have the propane needed to finish those grains off. That's not to even mention the nearly 15 million gallon a day shortfall of gas, diesel, and jet fuel. Michigan would need to find an alternate supply for this, but, quote, "alternatives for the above shortages are limited." meaning we would need to massive investment in new pipeline infrastructure, right? This it beggars belief at this point, or we would need to significantly increase rail or trucking capacity to make up for this Line 5 shutdown. So we're going to either build new pipelines or more likely invest in rail. And the point I want to really stress tonight is this is just the beginning. For one, you heard in their own words, Navigator say ethanol plants, refineries are really just the low-hanging fruit. This is just how we're going to get our toehold in the market. And then we'll be extending our pipeline, our transportation network for carbon out to all sorts of power plants and other factories. We want it all. We want to hook up everyone. Naturally, they want to hook up to as many people as possible because that's how they'll make their money. In fact, one of these articles says it's the federal government that started this whole thing by offering tax credits for $50 for every metric ton of carbon dioxide sequesters. So it's taxpayer money incentivizing all of these things. It's coming out of the Biden infrastructure plan. And here, even from Bloomberg, in their own analysis, the U.S. will need a lot more land in order to build this zero carbon economy. Bloomberg goes through the existing energy infrastructure and how much land that takes. It's about 81 million acres, give or take. Then that boils down. The bulk of that, of course, is already the biofuels. So here's a map of where all the corn and soybeans that are then fermented and used to make ethanol are grown. But it's also, 9 million acres of hydropower. Those are the reservoirs that have been built, the dams holding back water that then turn turbines. 7 million acres of solar and wind farms already, and then 5 million of easements for pipelines, 5 million acres of easements for power lines, 3 million acres of fracking, and so on and so forth. If you put all that together, again, the bulk of the green part, the bulk of it is the corn growing for ethanol. But when you put all of this next to what would be needed for this infrastructure package to deliver on the zero carbon promises that the Biden administration is talking about even this week at COP26. And I should hasten to add, which they're even saying, again, that's just the beginning. Zero carbon is just the beginning. We're going to go beyond zero carbon. Zero, then negative. So again, carbon zero is just the beginning. And this is a base case. But in Bloomberg's analysis, we would need 17 million acres of more solar farms and a staggering 250 million acres for wind farms. Now, if this seems like a green future to you, if this is how we achieve environmental goals by totally destroying 10 states worth, hundreds of millions of acres of the United States and building huge wind farms, it's complete insanity. And yet, it's happening. And yet, the letters are going out. The farmers are getting kicked off the farms. This is the war on farming and ranching that we've been talking about for years now. These farmers need our support right now. But the zero carbon agenda isn't just about pipelines and windmills. It's about total control of you. And if you've not already seen my report, Absolute Slavery, Deconstructing the Zero Carbon Agenda, then I would highly recommend you check it out because I step through the UK Fires report about what it means, how our lives, how our industries will have to change in order to achieve net zero. And that includes food, where we basically stop eating meat and where traditional farming and ranching is done. We do away with it. We change over to synthetic meat and bioreactor fermented, like corn, fake foods, synthetic foods, indoor vertical farms. Nothing natural, nothing godly. Just these disgusting things. And that's what motivates this war on farming and ranching. But it's not, again, it doesn't stop there. It ends private ownership of cars. It sees a massive growth in rail networks instead. It does away with flying. You see here, all airports except the most major hubs will close and you'll be transferring by rail instead. Well, that's something else the Biden infrastructure package does. Gives $80 billion to Amtrak for a massive expansion of their lines, mostly to the smart cities that are designated under the Agenda 21 development map. We also read that shipping has to be shut down because, quote, there are no freight ships operating without emissions, so shipping must contract. Well, it's interesting to see that The airlines are certainly having a ton of trouble right now, given the mandates. The shipping industry is in complete chaos with massive backlogs and container shortages. Heating. Electric heat pumps will replace gas boilers, and building retrofits will roll forward. That's absolutely rolling forward at a breakneck speed, and no longer just in California. Just yesterday, Ithaca, New York signed on for a complete retrofit of all of their buildings to achieve, you guessed it, zero carbon emissions. We're going to decarbonize every last building in Ithaca, New York, and switch to electric power. We're going to push heat pumps over natural gas and heating oil. That's straight from the script that we covered here. Heat pumps replacing gas boilers, and so on and so forth. Again, with that emphasis on food, from my perspective, because it is the most critical aspect. Because if they control what you eat, well, you're hosed. You really have no chance but to take whatever else they literally shove down your throat. It is only when someone is independent from this whole toxic system that you can step away from it and say, you guys are crazy. And so on and so forth, of course, phasing out all fossil fuels in the near future, which again is exemplified by that shutting down of the pipeline. So while the farmers are feeling the brunt of this attack right now and need our support, it is all of us that are targeted right now. We are all in their sights for enslavement. So what do you do? What are the solutions here? When we are facing a massive, totalitarian, centralized, satanic takeover, the solution, well, first of all, is to get close to God. But secondly, it's to decentralize. That is the answer to a takeover of this centralized system. All of us need to be growing food. All of us need to be using every square inch we have right now, growing our gardens as much as possible, pots in the windowsill, I'm talking all out, giving seeds for free to your neighbors and anyone else around, and talking about what's going on. We need to be supporting the farmers. We need to be using regenerative practices, not depending on chemical fertilizers, but doing what people have always done since the dawn of time. Get yourself some rabbits and use their manure. It is gold in the garden. It's amazing. Or chickens, if you compost it first. I've talked a lot about how to grow food. I've had great conversations that you can find with Marjorie Wildcraft or with Gabe Brown about how he has a completely regenerative, holistic animal management system, a ranch there in North Dakota, where he has zero external inputs. You don't need fertilizer to grow food. But the bottom line is that you can no longer acquiesce. Compliance does not work here. You cannot obey your way out of tyranny. It's time to stand up. Ladies and gentlemen, spread the word about what's going on before this carbon takeover proceeds any further. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. I will share the images from Linda from the letter to my Telegram group, as well as a host of other news I constantly stream there at t.me/iceagefarmer. I hope to see you there. You can subscribe to these channels if you'd like on bitchute.com/iceagefarmer or odyssey.com/@iceagefarmer. Folks, this is it. We've got warnings about food crises next year, and the farms are being shut down, and the pipelines that keep our homes warm. The lines have been drawn. Whose side are you on?